pieces for the piano. He played piano as well as cornet, so when he was by himself or when he wasn't working, he explored his interests that he had in this impressionistic music from the French and everything that was popular then, apparently. So he fooled around, as Earl Hines said, with weird chords that people hadn't played too much at that point. He told a story, Earl said, when he went into the Sunset Cafe in Chicago, and everybody saw his Bix come on in and play with us, and he sat right down and started to play this In a Miss, and Armstrong said, "Don't play that stuff. Come on and play the horn for us, you know." But he was always messing around with these chords and the kind of whatever they are, augmented ninths or some damn thing. So the idea here is to take his piano music and just extend it into a chamber music kind of a salon kind of a context, using the guitar. It's very strange music for the guitar, so you spread the music around with the other instruments here, and you get a kind of a parlor jazz sound, kind of thing Red Norvo did for a while.